T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
All right, welcome back, everyone, to the Mom and Michael Hour. My son, Michael Battle, joins us from Los Angeles. And, of course, Michael, I do really want to know, where's Angelina Jolie?
I mean, who knows? She has, like, what, 12, 20 kids?
No, six.
Okay, six kids. She's wonderfully rich, gorgeously beautiful. She's a producer. I mean, she does all these things. So I'm sure she's being a mom and has a bunch of projects in development and trying to navigate what her next move in this industry is going to be, like everyone else in Hollywood. And I say that not to try to make fun of her, but really at that level, everyone's kind of just saying, okay, great, what's the next move? What's the next project? People aren't waiting for this thing to be over in Hollywood. They're definitely moving forward with their ideas. And even in many cases I've seen, and as I've mentioned to you before, they're shifting their content to content that matches this pandemic. I mean, we're going to start seeing content that will come out soon that is going to look like our current lives. And whether or not that's going to be successful is its own question, because do we want to see people in the same environment that we're in currently, or do we want more of escapism where we're watching people who are freer than we are?
I think it's the latter of the two. I do.
I think so, too. And I recently just started watching Sense8 on Netflix, and I know I'm super late to the game. I think season one came out in 2015, but I finally, finally started watching the show, and the whole series is done. It's been long done, but it is fantastic. I mean, it's really a great show, and it's filmed all over the world, and it's run all these people, and it kind of feels like traveling, because they actually went to each of these countries and filmed these scenes. And I'm enjoying it even more so than I think I would have before, because I get to see new places and people outside at festivals and protests and all of these group environments around the world. It's like, oh man, remember that when we used to go do those things and be around people and traveling and what it was like to experience new places and cultures. And I'm sure that wasn't meant to be a through line of the show in terms of it feeling like travel, but yeah, when you're stuck inside, any show that allows you to travel around with it has been great, with the exception of the new Zac Efron show on Netflix, which I'm blanking on the name of it right now, but it's him and his dumb bro friend, and the two of them trounce around the country to the best restaurants, to the greatest technology, to some of the greatest places on the planet, and just dumb bro the whole thing up. I find that show nauseating. It's like, okay, so you're in a Michelin star restaurant in where, and you're making fun of it because of what? And it's just them going to really cool places going, ha, that's cool, right? Yeah, bro, cool. And having no insight or intellect to guide the viewer through what they're doing. And it just seems like a waste of resources. But apparently people on Netflix are watching that show and they're tuning in. And I don't know. I can't take it. But if you can get past their behavior and how poorly they make Americans look as they go around the world doing these things, if you can get past that and Zac Efron's face while he's doing all of those things, then it basically is a travel show with some cool science facts, and that could be really useful right now.
What kind of science facts? Give me an example.
It's like a steam-powered plant that produces energy, and they go tour the whole system to show you how it's working and the turbines and whatever else. Or if there's a certain meal made a certain way, they talk about how this chef pulled all this meal together from food and animals that he hunted and gathered himself. and the process of all of that. And in some cases, there's much more science involved in how they're doing these things that are great for the planet and provide energy help to others. Or they go to Paris and they tour a water processing plant, and they're talking about how Paris has provided water to everyone and how clean it is and what they do and how that process is compared to the water that we have in water bottles often. And the science and how it's more earth-friendly, and also the social impact on that. Again, these sound like really interesting, important issues, but again, they just bro their way through the whole thing. I'm like, oh, cool, where's the water?
You brought us right back to the beginning, the bro thing.
Yeah,
unbelievable.
Let's drink out of this with our mouth. Bah! And I'm like, come on, come on. You get to travel anywhere on a Netflix budget and do whatever you want, and this is how you handle it. And it's basically him and his shaman friend, who apparently wrote some book on healthy living. So in the pilot episode, you assume that this older gentleman, who is very much the older version of Zac Efron, would somehow, during their adventures, that he would impart some knowledge or some sort of...
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.